The one thing that I found that I was very, not shocked, but surprised about, I don't know, and you've heard this from, I don't know how many people have said the characters write the book. Hmm. You know, they say, you know, I it's just amazing that they'll say, well, why did you do that? I don't know, because this character told me this is the where we should go with this plot. And the first time I heard it, I thought, well, that's strange. Actually, the first time I heard it was not in the interview, but after the interview with Art Atkins, who was, I think, one of our first guys, and he started telling me, actually, his girlfriend did, said, he drives me crazy because he'd get up in the middle of the night and she'd say, where are you going? And he'd say, you know, one of the characters is talking to me and I've got to go write down his story. And I said, geez, we have to, you know, and Art came back on a second time later for his second book. And I told him, I said, I want to make sure that I cover that. But in the meantime, I can't tell you how many, and Lee, you've been listening, or you, maybe you don't listen, but you've heard, I know that
I've been present.
Right. But you've heard, but you have heard most of, and so many of these people say the same thing. You know, they whisper in my ear, or they, you know.
Well, do you think that they literally hear some sort of voice, or they hear an audible voice, or is it just, you know, a voice in their head, so to speak, a silent voice?
You know,
I mean, if they're literally getting that, then there must be something supernatural going on, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's not like the voices that you hear, but but the no, but I, you know, I don't know, but they just, I mean, to the point, in fact, one of the people, and this was Tamara Monteau, I believe, who told me that she when she finished the book, she had fallen in love with her character, with the man, the male character in the book.
I hope she didn't divorce her husband or something.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's, but
I'm
she's,
in love with my character. Sorry.
Well, she said, but you know, in the interview, actually, she had told me this before. And then I brought it up in the interview because I thought it was really astounding. And she said that when she finished the book, she actually went through like a breakup, the breakup of a romance, and that she was depressed and you know, that the problem was that she was in love with
she must have created her ideal man in her mind, and you know, somehow he came to life and she had this relationship going on with him,
right?
Somehow, maybe that's what it was, like a fantasy.
Well, it could be that book happened to be one of the more erotic novels. I mean, there was no really actually
oh,
there was
I think
no,
I remember that one.
Yeah, no, this
is that was pretty racy.
Yeah, no,
as far as the books go, right?
No, I think you're thinking about
is
Jean Joe Akim's book.
Okay.
which actually is a romance, but a very sexy romance. But no, this was actually Tamara Monteau's was a dragon lord, and the man she, or the person that she fell in love with, the entity she fell in, was a vampire, and he was the you know, the lead character in the program. Now she says that character is totally different than her husband, but she still fell in love with him anyway. She thought that was very surprising to her.
You can imagine then the husband may become jealous of the character and say, "Well, you can't write any more books after here. give me that manuscript."
Well,
you know?
That's certainly possible. And actually, I think she said that one of her newer books, it's going to be a little different. It's going to actually, the lead character is going to be much more like her husband. And actually, her husband sounded like a really good guy. He's fun, and you know, she obviously is in love with the husband. But I thought that it was very different.